Well, good morning. It's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. It's Tuesday, March 31st, last day of the month, and hope you're hanging in there. So, couple things I just wanted to visit today. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday just about how do we live as Catholics who are pro-life, who are supporting the preservation of life, and at the same time recognizing that we have there's a certain dignity that's given to us when we work, and right now many people are not working or not able to, maybe their finances are in a jumble because of the shutdowns and everything. So how do we approach all of this as Catholics? And I think our Catholic faith gives us many principles that we can apply, but sometimes how do we it can be a little bit confusing. So I think first we want to engage our freedom. We have the freedom to choose, right? And sometimes that burden of choosing is rather difficult to apply, and we might at times prefer, I would rather just tell me what to do, Father. Tell me what, have the church tell me what to do. I want to just be told. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to have to figure it out on my own. And so that can be rather difficult at times. And I would say this is one of those times when it is difficult to know exactly what's best. Yes, we are to protect our elderly. We are to protect the vulnerable. We should do that. And that's part of why we are doing what we're doing right now. You've heard the phrase, I'm sure, crush the curve or push the curve out a little bit so that those who are going to get sick, who are sick, will be able to have the medical care that they need. If we can stretch this out over a longer period, those hospital beds, those ventilators, all those things will be available rather than having everybody get it at once. So that's that. There's that motivation, and that's a good motivation for us to be quarantining ourselves, staying at home, social distancing, all these things that we're doing. These are good things. They're helping us preserve life in that way. But on the other hand, you have the challenge of providing for the needs of your family, providing for the needs of the society. If you're a wealthy family or you're a middle-class family, you might have a little bit more margin, right, where you can survive this time of quarantine a little bit more than, say, somebody who's paycheck to paycheck, week to week. They're just getting by. How does that group of people live in this situation where they're not having an income right now, or maybe their income is reduced? This can be very challenging. So how do we balance all of these things? You know, some people are advocating that we need to stay in quarantine for longer. Others are saying we can't keep doing this. This is going to kill our economy, and it's going to cost our lives in other ways. So I know it's a challenging thing to try to weigh all these things, and I think it's gives us the opportunity to engage our freedom and to really try to understand the situation, and then make a choice, make our judgment. And part of it too is being obedient to what's being asked by the society. But maybe that's what, if it's helpful for us, maybe to look at who around us, who am I protecting by social distancing. It's my grandfather, my grandmother, my parents, who knows, what, whoever it is that maybe is a vulnerable person that we are protecting. If you can put a face on it, maybe that helps you make a little bit more of a sacrifice to do so. And then you might look around and see, are there neighbors here, or are there family members here close by who don't have work, who maybe don't have the finances that I do or that we do, and can we help them? Can we be a good neighbor? Can we be a good Samaritan to them? This time of testing can maybe help us to be more generous with the people around us, and maybe there's a sense where we can really reach out to those who are in need. I've been blessed. Many people have been saying, Father, do you need a meal? And many people have drop meals off or things like that. And so I'm being very well taken care of, thank you. People are very generous. But is there other people around you, maybe that you don't know so well, or that that you can reach out to and give them a meal, or help them in some way? You know, the idea of being there for somebody else who needs it is a great it's a great thing to consider. So I think in this time we're being encouraged to engage our freedom, engage in this kind of prayer, helping people around us, but asking God to show me, Lord, what is it that I meant to do? Show me how to deal with these things. Or maybe you're on the side of I have needs and I don't know how they're going to be fulfilled. Bringing those to the Lord, you know, being the widow who has nothing, has a little bit of oil and a little bit of flour, and this has got to get me through, and it seems like it's going to run out. And here comes the prophet Elijah and says, nope, your oil will not run out, your flour will not run out before the famine is over. So we might find ourselves in these situations at times where we don't know how it's all going to work out, and we are being stretched. And that's okay. It's okay for us to be in that place. So whether we're on the side of being able to give or we're on the side of needing to receive, all of us are in this together. And I think we need to try to be looking after the common good for one another. That's part of Catholic social teaching, is often looking for the common good and holding life as important to protect, and doing what we can to do that. I did want to say just a quick thank you to all those who continue to support the finances of the church. There's a lot of envelopes in the mail this morning. Thank you for that. Thank you for all those who are tuning in online or who are sharing comments, who are continue to be engaged. And I really am praying for you and keeping you as much. I'm trying to share with you as much as I can in terms of how to live through this time, but I recognize it's very different. So in this coming bulletin this weekend, I plan to maybe put some things in there about how we can participate in Holy Week. What can we do from home? What can we tune into? We will be streaming and recording the Triduum and the different things going on. So I hope you can make use of those. But most of all, I hope you're doing okay and that your needs are being met, and that you're turning to the Lord in this time. It's certainly a time for all of us to grow. So God bless you, and stay safe, stay healthy, and let's keep each other in prayer. God bless.